Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we've got a special guest in the studio, Jeffrey Knorr from SGI. Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
Jeffrey, why don't you tell the audience what you do at SGI and what role SGI has in the industry in terms of the products that you're delivering and the customers that you service?
My responsibility is for product marketing of our server product portfolio, spanning everything from scale-out single and dual-socket servers all the way up to our large shared memory systems, such as the ones that we've announced around the Nehalem EX processor. SGI as a company has focused in a number of different areas, ranging from internet and cloud customers to digital media, energy, research and education, government and manufacturing. So a combination of high-performance computing as well as large scale-out customers in the internet and similar markets. We've played historically a very significant role in developing the fastest high-performance computing equipment, which culminated on the Itanium line with the Altix 4700 with world-leading performance on several important spec benchmarks. We've been really well respected for our application expertise and the solutions that we can bring to bear in HPC and on the internet side.
You know, I've been following SGI for years, and I always think of you guys as coming out with the most smoking fast systems on the planet. I want to talk to you today about what you were able to do with the Nehalem EX processor, because I know our engineers have been working collaboratively for a long time, and you've been able to do some pretty cool things with Xeon this time around. Can you tell us what you've been able to do?
When we looked at what we could do with the Xeon 7500 family, this was really an opportunity to do two things. One was to finally adopt a broad open architecture approach that was going to allow our customers to use, you know, unmodified operating systems and unmodified applications and leverage them on an industry standard architecture as opposed to the proprietary heritages of many of the vendors in the space. But we also saw an opportunity. Whereas many people are looking at the Xeon 7500 as a quad socket or an eight socket platform, we looked at it as a way of how can we extend this to have very high scalability, really unmatched. And so as of this launch date, SGI has the most scalable platform of any vendor when it comes to the 7500 series. We're able to go far, far beyond, you know, four or eight sockets, but actually all the way up to 256 sockets.
Wow.
Which is 2,048 cores, all in a single system image. So you log into Linux or Microsoft Windows, and you see 2,048 cores available to you of performance and actually up to 16 terabytes of memory.
So what kind of usage models would drive off of those 256 sockets? So
of course, in the traditional high-performance computing, you know, government and university and lab settings, there's always been a strong role for applications that just don't scale very well in a cluster mode. One of the trends that we've seen already on our Altix UV platform is the use of shared memory systems as, for example, a visualization supernode or other customized clusters to handle those algorithms that do not scale well on a commodity cluster. But we're also seeing a lot of interest in the enterprise segment, fraud detection algorithms, for example, other types of databases in which having access to a large amount of shared memory is beneficial to performance. This becomes a way of scaling problems much higher than could be done otherwise, and much faster.
I want to change focus for a second, and we recently announced the Xeon 5600 series processor as well, known formally as Westmere. And I know that you came out with some products there that are a little bit different than the high-end products that we've been talking about. Can you tell us about your Octane 3 products?
Octane 3 is the personal supercomputer intended for desk-side deployment, running technical application workloads. And so that fits the case of, you know, someone wanting to run a product like Ansys Fluent, putting resources into a work group's own hands, but getting, at the same time, a lot more performance than they would get with just a standard dual-socket server. We also launched, in conjunction with Westmere, a new product, Origin 400,
mm-hmm.
and that speaks directly to the needs of small to medium enterprises. So that's a six-blade-based product with an integrated storage SAN, basically a business in a box, if you will. It's definitely oriented much more towards the small to medium enterprise who needs to run Microsoft Exchange and maybe an Oracle database and some web servers.
And if any of our listeners wants to find out more about SGI and its products, where can they go?
So, of course, our company website, www.sgi.com, is the primary contact method. And they can also find phone numbers and email addresses on the site to use to start a sales dialogue or to ask any further questions.
Fantastic. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.